So again, Sarah, what are your indications for using a CDK inhibitor and how do you select it?
So I agree completely with George. For this patient, I would recommend letrozole and palbo. I agree, there is no survival data, but the progression-free survival difference is tremendous, a 10-month delta. Regardless of whether you're looking at palbociclib or ribociclib, we're seeing about 10-month improvement. It's hard to say that that's not clinically significant. The other option to discuss would be single-agent fulvestrant. We do have data for that that looks more promising in patients with bone-only metastases, which this patient has been rendered as having. However, still looking at those patients, the PFS is still, again, doing cross-trial comparisons, which is dangerous. It's still looking better with the CDK4/6 inhibitor. In terms of choosing between palbociclib and ribociclib, they're very similar. The ribociclib ECG monitoring because of QTc prolongation, much ado is being made about this, and I think it's over very little. This is a very rare problem. I think only 11 patients in an over 600 patient clinical trial had any QTc prolongation. They didn't require dose reductions and didn't have arrhythmias associated with them, so 11 patients. But we do have to monitor them, especially in the first cycle, day 1 and 14. The cytopenias are very similar when you compare ribo and palbo, and the outcome data, looking cross-trial, look very similar comparing the two of them. So all other things being equal, what we've done at our institution is look at the one that is easiest for the patient financially. And based on packaging and patient assistance program and ease of understanding how to take it. And right now, I think ribociclib's done the better job, and that's why we're going with that one, because efficacy and safety appears very similar.
I've heard people talk about the packaging for ribociclib. What's the deal with that?
So they've packaged it. First of all, the dosing is 200 milligram tablets, and the dose reduction's pretty easy. If you have to dose reduce from 600, you just go down to 400. You just omit one of the tablets. You don't need a whole new prescription. So palbociclib got that part wrong because it's more complicated to dose reduce. Moreover, the packaging, the letrozole comes with it. So a patient, it's kind of like a birth control packet, 28 days of the letrozole, 21 days of the ribo, 7 days off. So it's less difficult for patients in terms of understanding what they should take on a given day.
And if abemaciclib was available, how would you think you might want to use it? And what about using one after the progression on the other?
So in terms of abemaciclib, it does have single agent activity, and from a patient perspective is easier because it's twice daily, but it's continuous dosing. They don't have to remember to stop the pills at the end of 21 days. The toxicity, as George mentioned, there's more GI toxicity and less cytopenias, so diarrhea may be more problematic for abema. If it's approved, it's going to be approved in the setting in which George's study was tested, in the second line setting or the hormone refractory setting. So it wouldn't be an upfront choice in the near future.